Live on AM 830 KLAA tonight, Bruce Cook wraps up the week with talk that's worth tuning into. Sports, people, politics, life, authentic, real and happening now. Here's your host, Bruce Cook.
Brought to you by New Directions for Women. We know recovery.
It's Sunday night live on AM 830, ladies and gentlemen. Passover and Easter well wishes to all. And also to all not observing, good health, goodwill to you as well. Thank you so much for tuning in to Angels Radio tonight. I'm Bruce Cook. Our special guest this evening, this Easter Sunday night in Southern California, is attorney Ron Brand. He is a partner in the firm of Kahana and Feld, and his specialty is labor and employment law. I guess from that you can figure out what we're going to talk about tonight in these days of the coronavirus. As the COVID-19 rages on, hitting our economy and impacting each of us in the wallet, changing the working lives of millions of Americans and certainly millions of Southern Californians and specifically Angels Radio listeners tonight, Mr. Brand joins us to clarify so many of the questions that we all have regarding help. Where can we get it? How do we qualify? What's real and what's not real? Brand is an expert. He's going to talk to us about emergency sick leave. How about family paid and medical leave under the Families First Coronavirus Response Act? Have you heard of that, ladies and gentlemen? What about insurance benefits, employment insurance, unemployment insurance? Who qualifies? How much can you get? What about self-employed people, gig workers, part-time workers? Can they apply for unemployment insurance? There's a lot of misinformation out there. We're going to find out. Anyway, there's a lot to talk about, ladies and gentlemen, and it impacts all of us. And hopefully, we're going to get some good answers that are going to help you tonight, things that you may want to know. The lines are going to be open while we're talking to Mr. Brand tonight. If you have a question, you're welcome to join us. 714-2-830-830. Before he joins us, let me also tell you that Ron Brand has argued employment and labor law in front of state and federal court and agencies on all varieties of issues, including such things as the controversial area of sexual harassment in the workplace. So let's say welcome, Ron Brand. Join the show. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you for having me.
It's a pleasure. I'm really grateful for you to come on. I think that you can shed a lot of light on what's going on out there and hopefully help a lot of people. Let's start with unemployment. The latest figures that are being broadcast in the media are some 16.7 unemployment applications have been filed nationwide. A lot of people out of work. Specifically in California, Ron, can our unemployment department handle it?
Well, that is yet to be seen, but I hope that they're able to do so, since hundreds of thousands of people will be applying for unemployment insurance and have already applied for. And it's not just for employees right now. The California Employment Development Department, that's the state agency that regulates and provides for unemployment insurance, they've stated that they will provide unemployment insurance to people who are basically independent contractors, people who are in the gig economy, people who are self-employed, and other types of independent contractors. And basically, those individuals will be entitled to unemployment insurance if they have a reduction in their hours as a result of the pandemic or quarantine. If they lose all their work because of the pandemic or quarantine related to the pandemic, or if they're subject to a quarantine required by a medical professional or other type of state or local health officer.
Let me interrupt you. I thought you can't apply for or collect unemployment benefits if you haven't paid into the system. And if you are a gig worker or a part-time worker that has not given to the system, how does that work?
Yeah, well, the unemployment, the EDD has its own formula, and certainly one of the factors they look at is how much money have they put into the system. And if you've had an individual who's an independent contractor that has never put any money into the system, then that'll certainly be a factor. It's not clear exactly how the EDD is going to calculate and formulate the benefits for different classes of people. I think they're still working on how to get this done and how to get people at least some amount of money.
So
help them through difficult times.
So let me cut to the chase and clarify. Even if you put nothing into unemployment in tax withholding, there is a chance you will receive some help, but it is yet to be determined.
Possibly. I don't know. If you take a look at, if you go to the EDD's website, and they have a very good section of the website that deals with COVID-19 pandemic, and there are actually FAQs there that people can go to, and it asks a lot of questions and answers. And one of the questions it says on there is if, let me just pull it up here. It says, can I file unemployment insurance claim if I am self-employed, an independent contractor, or gig worker? And the website says you may be eligible for unemployment insurance under a few different scenarios, and it lists different scenarios. So there is a chance that if somebody is self-employed, an independent contractor, or a gig worker, and maybe hasn't put any taxes into the system, there is a chance that the EDD will provide for unemployment insurance. Unfortunately, I can't tell you for sure one way or the other, but there is a chance. I think the EDD is trying to bring in as many people as they can to try to have as many people covered as they can, because the EDD understands that these are very difficult times and people need help.
I had checked that out earlier this week on your recommendation, and I believe that there was one category that stated that perhaps an independent contractor who had worked in an employee status at a past time in their employment history might be able to qualify via that connection. Is that correct?
That is correct, yes.
Okay. Okay, let's move on. I heard also this week, and please correct me if I'm wrong on this, that California Governor Newsom is either working on or has finalized plans to raise the amount of unemployment benefit available to people. Right now, I understand that the maximum is $450 a week, but he's looking to raise it to $650 a week. Do you know anything about that?
All I know is that I understand that he's looking into that, and that may be a possibility. Also, under the federal statute, the CARES Act, the federal government, in certain situations, will be providing an additional $600 a week of unemployment insurance. And that is under the federal CARES Act that was signed by President Trump a couple weeks ago.
Explain that, the Federal CARES Act, an additional $600 a week. If you're collecting $450 or $650, depending on what it is, and you get the $600 a week, a lot of people will survive well on that. How do you qualify for the CARES Act?
Well, so unemployment insurance is administered by the state. So the federal government is basically telling each state's unemployment insurance agency, there's an additional $600 if you choose to provide that benefit. So it really depends on each state. California will adopt that and will apply the additional $600, assuming that they are eligible for unemployment insurance. So it really depends on each state. Each state has the option to increase their benefits by $600 due to the $600 benefit that will be provided under the CARES Act.
And with this, first of all, Ron, be careful. I think you're on your cell phone and you're fading in and out. So please be careful, because we want to hear you clearly.
Sure.
Would this apply to anybody that's applying for unemployment, regardless of situation? Or are there specifics that you'd have to qualify for that extra federal money?
I don't think it's been exactly figured out yet. My understanding is that if an individual qualifies for unemployment insurance under the formula that the EDD uses, that they will also get the $600 a week in additional benefits under the Federal CARES Act.
I was fascinated by the notes that you sent me earlier in the week on a paragraph that said, if you have to leave your job because you have children at home and you have no other help or care for them, that would also qualify you for help. Is that correct?
Yes. So that's under a different statute. That's called the Families First Coronavirus Response Act. And that was signed into law on March 18th by President Trump. And basically, it has two provisions. One provision is emergency paid sick leave, and the other provision is emergency paid family and medical leave. Okay. And
let's take one at a time. Take one at a time and explain them.
Absolutely. So the Emergency Paid Sick Leave Act requires that employers with 500 or fewer employees, that's the requirement that the company has less than 500 employees, that they have to provide employees with 2 weeks of paid sick leave at the employee's regular rate of pay, so what they are getting paid per hour or based on a salary. There's a cap on $511 per day and $5,110 in the aggregate for each employee. If the employee is unable to work, either at the office or at home, that they're not able to telework because of three reasons. One is the employee is subject to a federal, state, or local quarantine or isolation order related to the pandemic, or the employee has been advised by a healthcare provider to self-quarantine due to concerns related to the pandemic, or the employee is experiencing symptoms of COVID-19 and are seeking a medical diagnosis. And in those three situations, they will be provided 2 weeks of paid sick leave at their regular rate of pay. Now, still under the emergency paid sick leave provision, it entitles employees to 2 weeks of paid sick leave at two-thirds of their regular rate of pay if the employee is unable to work for three reasons. One, the employee is caring for an individual who is subject to some type of quarantine order or who has been advised by a healthcare provider to self-quarantine due to reasons related to the pandemic. The employee is caring for his or her child who's under 18 because the school is closed or the place of care has closed and a child care provider is unavailable, again, relating to the pandemic. Or, kind of a catch-all phrase, the employee is experiencing any other condition, quote-unquote, substantially similar to those described above. What does that mean? I have no idea. The Secretary of Health and Human Services has not defined what substantially similar means, and neither has the Federal Department of Labor. So I don't know what that means.
Well, I hate to say if you don't know what that means, I don't know what that means, and I guess a lot of people don't know what it means, and it leads me to the next question is sort of what I started with about are we able to handle all these unemployment claims? Are we, as a public, able to navigate and negotiate the web with all of these new laws that have come into place to try and help people, or is it going to be a giant nightmare disaster and people are going to get more frustrated?
Well, I'm afraid it'll probably be a combination of both. The Families First Coronavirus Response Act requires covered employers, again, those are employers with fewer than 500 employees, to provide them with a notice of their rights to potentially obtain emergency paid sick leave, which we spoke about, and also emergency family and medical leave that we'll talk about in a moment. And so they have to send them a poster. They can send it via email or they can put it where employees normally congregate at work, but if a company is having its employees work at home, then they can send the notice by email. This notice provides information on the employee's potential rights to obtain emergency paid sick leave or emergency paid family and medical leave. There's a very good FAQ that the Department of Labor has promulgated that has about 70-odd questions and answers, which are written in layman terms and which are designed to help employees and employers navigate this new law. So there are a lot of resources online for people to utilize to try to navigate these laws, as well as they should be contacting the Human Resource Department, if there is one, of their employer, to ask questions about the laws and to see if the employer is covered by the law, and if the employer is covered by the law, whether these employees are entitled to get emergency paid sick leave or emergency paid family and medical leave.
Let's stop there for our first break, Ron. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm Bruce Cook, and this is Angels Radio Sunday night, AM 830. If you're listening tonight and you have a personal question about your unemployment situation, and Ron might be able to help you, call me, 714-283-830. We'll be back in 2 minutes. Stay with me.
Angels Radio.
AM 830.
If the woman you love, your mom, wife, daughter, sister, partner, or friend, is on a downward spiral from substance abuse and doesn't know where to turn, New Directions for Women can help. It's a Costa Mesa-based addiction treatment facility that has the answer. Since 1977, New Directions for Women has helped more than 5,000 women change their lives, returning them to sobriety, healthy living, restoring love and hope, and providing dignity for them and for their families. Don't waste another day. The woman you love needs your help now. Call New Directions. The number is 888-786-0509. Once again, call 888-786-0509 or visit them at www.newdirectionsforwomen.org. That's New Directions for Women. They know recovery.
Hey, Angels fans, now you can feed the whole family and enjoy the exclusive pizza sold at Angel Stadium in the comfort of your home. OG's Sports Brew House Pizza offers over 100 menu items that can be ordered online for takeout or delivery. Head to OG's.com, that's OGGIS.com, to find a location near you and place your order. OG's, the place to feed your passion for sports, award-winning craft beers, and delicious food.
And now, a page from the Diary of Flo.
Dear Diary, the ghost is back. This house is protected through Progressive, but that doesn't mean it's not haunted. How else would you explain that radiator-like clanking sound? Or the moon-colored light in the hallway that's gone by morning? Maybe he never bundled home and auto, and he's doomed to suffer an eternity without the savings.
Save an average of 17% on car insurance when you bundle home and auto through Progressive.
What was that wind-like sound? Oh, right, the wind.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Asking for help in life takes bravery. Women addicted to alcohol and drugs know this too well. Most suffer silently while their lives fall apart, their children and families in crisis. For more than 40 years in Southern California, New Directions for Women have helped addicted women recover at our nationally recognized addiction treatment center in Costa Mesa. Our door is wide open. Take the first step. Call us at 888-786-0509 or visit us at www.newdirectionsforwomen.org. Again, 888-786-0509. New Directions for Women. We know recovery.
Bruce Cook wants to hear from you. Now back to your host, Bruce Cook.
It's Bruce Cook, and it's live Sunday night on Angels Radio, AM 830. Our guest tonight is attorney Ron Brand from the firm of Kahana & Feld. Labor law, employment law, what's going on for you and I right now during the coronavirus? We went to break before, and Ron was just about to share some information about the Families First Coronavirus Response Act. I'll turn it back over to Ron.
Thank you. So before we go on to the family and medical leave portion of it, there are a couple things I wanted to just highlight under the Emergency Paid Sick Leave Act. Full-time employees are entitled up to 80 hours of paid leave. That's basically 2 weeks. Part-time employees are eligible for their leave equal to the number of hours that the employee worked on average over a two-week period. Paid sick leave, it must be granted in addition to any other pre-existing paid leave benefits that the employer provides. So if, for example, an employee has paid sick leave under California law and also maybe paid time off, they would get this emergency paid sick leave in addition to that, into those pre-existing paid leave benefits. And the new law, the Families First Coronavirus Response Act, it took effect April 1st, and it is going to end December 31st of this year unless Congress extends it. And at this point, I don't know if it will be extended, but December 31st, as of now, is the date the law will end. The other portion of the law is the Emergency Family and Medical Leave Expansion Act. Now, there's a federal law called the Family Medical Leave Act. Those apply to employers that have 50 or more employees, and it's an unpaid benefit. And employees are entitled to take this unpaid leave benefit for various reasons, such as the serious illness of the employee or the serious illness of a family member. What Congress did under the Families First Coronavirus Response Act, they added one additional component to it, and they call it the Emergency Family and Medical Leave Expansion Act. And again, that act took effect April 1st and is going to end December 31st. And what that says is that for companies that have 500 or fewer employees, where an individual employee needs to take a leave of absence because a child under 18 needs care, that the child's school has closed, the child's place of care has closed, there is no available care for the child, and there's work available for the employee, but the employee cannot work because he or she has to take care of the child, the employee is entitled to up to 12 weeks of job protective leave that is paid. Now, the first 10 days are not paid, so the first 2 weeks are not paid, but the employees can use their emergency paid sick leave to cover those 2 weeks, or they can use any other paid leave benefits that they have. And then after the 2 weeks, for the remaining 10 weeks, they would be paid for those 12 weeks two-thirds of their regular rates. It's confusing, I know.
Well, it's not so confusing as it is complex. And
yes, it is complex.
And hearing it explained, I don't know. I think in the simplest of terms, it is it's a little overwhelming for a lot of people. Before we go on, Ron, we had a caller, and I'm afraid we lost him, and so I'm going to ask the caller to call back again if he wishes to do so or she wishes to do so. Again, the number is 714-283-0830. I'm sorry that we lost you, but we welcome your input and your question. It's really important. Anyway, back to what we were saying about the corporate end of this and getting into that. How fast is this really going to happen? Because we've been talking about it now for more than 2 weeks. It's on the news every night. But as far as I can see, big companies, well, I call them big companies. I think any company with 500 employees or even less than that is a big company in this day and age. It doesn't have to be General Motors. A lot of people have been either let off or furloughed, and they're sitting there waiting for the Fed to give these companies that money in order to compensate their employees. How long is this going to take?
Okay, I think are you referring to the $1,200?
No.
Payments that,
no, no.
You're talking the Families First Coronavirus Response Act.
Right. I'm talking about the government providing – it's a whole other subject. The government providing companies – stimulus, quote unquote, money that they may use to pay their employees. And in turn, if they do that, supposedly or ostensibly, they will be forgiven the loan that they're given if they keep people employed and paid.
Oh, yeah. So you're talking about the Paycheck Protection Loans under the CARES Act. That is separate from the Families First Coronavirus Response Act.
Okay. Well, see. Thanks for clarifying. That's why it's confusing. There's so many acts. All right, can we go there and talk about that?
Sure. So there are really only two acts that we have to be concerned about. One is the Families First Coronavirus Response Act, which we've been talking about. And that's money that comes directly out of the employer's pocket. Now, they can apply for tax credits for any amount that they pay under emergency paid sick leave or the emergency paid family and medical leave. They can get tax credits. And they should contact their accountants to get information about that. But that is money coming directly out of the employer's pockets to pay these paid sick leave or paid family medical leave benefits. The CARES Act is something completely separate, and you're talking about the Paycheck Protection Loans, I believe, under the CARES Act. And, yeah, the rollout has been somewhat of a disaster, and partly because banks really didn't understand what the guidelines were, and they were concerned if they made these loans, whether the federal government would guarantee them, if the loans were supposed to be paid back and they weren't.
Let me interrupt you, Ron. I understand it this way. If you're a business person and you deal with a certain bank and have a reputation and a relationship with that bank, that's who you go to apply for this stimulus money. Is that correct? You have to go to your own bank.
Yes, generally that is correct, yes.
And in saying that, what we've all heard in the media this week is, for example, the nation's third largest bank, which is Wells Fargo, is telling its customers that they're going to run out of money because they've been overwhelmed with applications from small business owners. And further, I've understood that Wells Fargo has a lower amount of cash available to it from the Fed because of their past problems and litigation that resulted in quite a scandal in the past few years over the fake account situation. Is that what you have heard? And what is it like at another bank, B of A or City National or Chase, you name it?
That is what I've heard. I don't know what the situation is like from other banks, but I know that banks have had issues about whether or not the loans will be guaranteed by the federal government. The statute says that it does, but I know some banks have been concerned if borrowers default on the loan and don't meet the criteria of the loan to be forgiven, whether or not there's a guarantee by the federal government that they'll get the money paid back. So they're working through these problems, and I understand that there's been a lot of money that has been loaned pursuant to this program, but there are some growing pains, and hopefully in the next couple of weeks they'll get it all resolved, and banks will be able to approve all the applications and send out these loans to businesses that really need the help.
I have to ask a political question. Are we doing the right thing? Is the Fed doing the right thing? Is California doing the right thing? Obviously, it's an emergency, and we have to infuse cash into the society or we'll all go down the drain. But are we doing the right thing? If you were sitting in Donald Trump's chair, would you do anything different? I know that's pretty unfair of me to ask, but why not? I'll give it a shot. What do you say?
Well, it is a difficult situation, and I believe the federal government enacted the Families First Coronavirus Response Act very quickly, and even the CARES Act. I mean, it was unprecedented the amount of time that it took. It was so short period of time that they were able to enact these laws that are designed to help individuals and designed to help businesses. And I would probably have made some of the paid benefits a little bit more robust, but it is a big burden on employers. Employers with 500 or fewer employees, a lot of them just don't have the money to pay out these benefits if the employees are covered. And one thing to know is that if a company shuts down because of the pandemic or has to furlough its employees. The difference between a furlough is that they're still employed, but they're just on basically a leave of absence. Or separately, they lay off employees simply because there's no work. The employees are not entitled to any of the benefits under the Families First Coronavirus Response Act, but they would be entitled to file for unemployment insurance. And so I think the unemployment insurance is a great way of helping people, especially here in California, because California has stated that it will dollars per week, that they will follow that paradigm. So there are some individuals who will get a significant amount of money. There's been some concern actually from the business side that some individuals may be getting more money through unemployment insurance than they would through actually working, and it might be an incentive for individuals not to work because
Ron,
they're getting more money through California's benefits and the federal government's benefits.
Ron, that
so
is
there are a lot of
that is the question of the hour, and I want to explore that more. We got to take our second break now, but that's a big question, and I also want to talk about possibility of fraud and how we protect ourselves from that. Actually, I've got a million more questions, and before we go to break, I'd like to ask our listening audience another question to see if we can solicit some reaction and response, and that question is, how many weeks months are you prepared to survive if you do not have sufficient income? Are your savings strong enough? Will you last a month, 2 months, 6 months? You know, all the planners and the experts say we should have 6 months to a year in savings to cover us in cases of disaster. But guess what? How many people really have it? If you're brave out there and want to call in and share some personal information, we'd like to know how long you're going to survive without help. 714-283-830. I'm Bruce Cook. It's Sunday Night Live, Angels Radio. Attorney Ron Brand on line tonight, and we will be right back.